The city council passed the ordinance at their April 14th meeting. It says that Governor Spencer Cotts declared a state of emergency due to drought in mid-March. The Oakley Council stated that without conservation measures, water demand will soon exceed the city's water supply and capacity during the warm months when the supply is most limited. Oakley Mayor Wade Wolstenholme said that during his tenure leading the city, it seems like setting water limits has been an annual event.
And I will tell you what we found out is we have a development of homes that they have a lot of outdoor ponds and water features and stuff. Last year we was keeping track of water use. And we had like 10 houses using as much water as the rest of the city. What we're trying to do is we're working on getting better sources of water, but at the same time where most of the people in Oakley water with culinary, then that causes a problem.
The city has set a $10,000 fine for every violation of the moratorium. The ordinance halts the use of culinary water for all indoor or outdoor water features that don't have a culinary purpose. The ban includes ponds, lakes, outdoor pools, and waterfalls. The law sets out a few exceptions, such as hot tubs or spas not exceeding 600 gallons, and water features using water obtained outside of Oakley. Also, swimming pools that are entirely indoors are exempt, but they must be inspected and filled by May 15th. The mayor said residents are not prohibited from watering their lawns.
We haven't got any moratoriums on watering. We're just asking people to conserve and try to water twice a week and water at night. Just the usual stuff that the Governor Cox and his memo for the state. But that's all we're doing at this point.
Wolstenholme said the city hopes to make some improvements in the near future to save on water.
We've done some modifications to our complex so we don't use as much culinary water to water it. We're looking into for grants to xeriscape a bunch of areas so we don't have to water it, but make it still look nice. And we're even going to be looking out for grants and things that we can do to eventually turf our ball fields, but we don't have to water that.
Oakley Mayor Wade Wolstenholme. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.